ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. All right, everybody, it's Alex, and we are at pre-day one of the Jess Carr Angel Wax training in Marietta at Reds. I've got Eric, also known as Biggie, and Andy here with me. So how you guys doing today?
Good.
So, Eric, for anybody who doesn't know you, where are you from? You know, what detailing do you do? Your mobile, your shop, just a little bit of a, I guess, an introduction for everybody.
So I'm from a small town in Western Maryland, Rossburg, Maryland. Just a little small college town, shop-based. It's just me and a full-time employee and a part-time seasonal guy, usually. We do corrections and coatings and some detailing, but mostly corrections and coating is what keeps the lights on. So. About 10 years now. So.
Oh, sweet. And Andy, how about you?
I'm in a small farm town in Indiana, Sunman, Indiana. Have a shop. Do a bunch of marine, auto, ceramic here and there. Waxes mainly. That's pretty much it. Been doing it about 9 years.
Oh, sweet. So we got some of the veterans here, because I know a couple of, I think some of those other guys are kind of a little newer, I think, maybe. So what, you know, what made you guys want to come and do this training? Like what intrigued you to kind of come and do this?
Personally, I try to do a training every year, at least one. I trained with Noxie before at Gloucester University. Okay. At Grant Menard shop a few years ago. And it was just a really good training. You know, I think everybody knows Noxie's one of the best trainers in the industry. Rain, all the Angel Wax guys. And you can learn. I always learn from every training, whether I'm learning from the instructor or the newest guy in the room. I'm always picking up something.
Yeah, no doubt. And Andy,
just knowledge is power, man. If you don't know it, you're going to pay somebody that does know it. Yeah. So that's why I'm here.
That's true. So, what are you guys looking or expecting to really learn out of this that maybe you don't, like a skill set that you don't already have, or maybe a skill set that you've, you know, marginally have, but you would kind of want to take it to the next level?
Yeah, I'm really looking to level up my just refinement and like taking texture down. And just really the finer points, the higher levels of pen correction. Try to get that stuff pulled out of Noxie's head and into mine. So.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just trying to get pen correction just on point, you know, just best as I can be.
Right. And then are you guys offering Angel Wax already now, or is this something that you're looking forward to getting certified to be able to offer the Angel Wax product? Coatings.
I've been with Angel Wax for about 3 years now.
Okay. Okay. So this is kind of more like a refresher for you in a sense, or not a refresher, but an extension of yeah.
Okay. I've been with them for about 2 years now, man. And it's just been good news since I've been with them.
So. Okay. So pretty much the same thing. It's more so probably Noxie can't turn his phone off while we're doing this. Noxie is a damn phone. So more so it's probably you guys coming to this to learn a little bit about Noxie, because you've already got the Angel Wax side of it.
Yes.
Knocked down and everything. Perfect. And then as far as other than like, you know, refinement or getting better at your paint correction, is there anything else that you're kind of hoping that you'll get out of this? Like I know Noxie was talking to Austin earlier a little, you know, Austin's looking to get into, you know, learning more about business side and how he can grow and things like that. So, I mean, do you guys have any other like areas that you're looking to want to grow as well, or really just kind of just getting the paint correction stuff refined?
I'll take anything I can get. I know I always learn something from everybody, whether it's business related. Running a business is something that when I first started, I didn't realize how much work it is to actually run the business instead of just being behind the polisher. And it's something that I can definitely level up all the time. It's just, there's so much more to it than you think when you think about running a business that you don't realize day to day.
Absolutely.
Trying to sell things and how to price things and just logistics of running a business with employees is a challenge. So any help I can get on that is welcome for sure.
Well said.
Yeah. Is there, what would you say is maybe your guys' biggest challenge, that you kind of deal with, with running your business and everything?
For me, I'd say it's managing expectations.
Okay.
It's a big thing for me. I always try to bring in the customer in, especially for the high level corrections and coatings, and just try to manage their expectations so they know what they're getting. And a lot of times they don't know what they want, and they don't know what they don't know. So just trying to manage their expectations and let them know what's possible, what's not. Hey, we can't repaint your car and make it perfect, but this is what we can do.
Yeah.
For whatever budget you have, we can work and make it the best we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Just having different levels, because there's a budget for everybody.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the one thing I always try to make sure with my clients is, I always tell them I want to set real world expectations so that when I tell them, this can be done, this can't be done, this is a maybe, that when they come back, that's done, that's not done, that was maybe done,
right?
Kind of thing. Right. So no, that's awesome. All right, well, cool. We will kind of stop it there, and we will time travel, Wayne's World style, to Sunday and see how you guys are feeling after. You guys seem a little gung ho and excited, and curious to see after you. I mean, you've already been through a Noxie training, so you can kind of know how the last day is. It's so much information that you sometimes can't take it all in and everything. So I'll be excited to do it. We'll sit back down again on Sunday with you guys and see, kind of the after. So I appreciate it, guys.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll be right back. All right. And I'm back with Brett and Eric, still doing, this is the last of the pre-interview. So let us know kind of who you are, where you're from, what you got going on. So we'll go Brett first.
Brett Amende, Cleaner Image, South Louisiana, south of New Orleans.
Yeah. Shop-based, mobile?
Shop-based, yeah.
Shop-based, okay. And then Eric?
Eric Gibbs out of Carrollton, Georgia, and mostly mobile. It actually just got a shop and should be opening up here in about 2 weeks.
Nice. Congrats. So first question for you guys, pretty much like I asked the other guys, is what made you want to take this class? We'll go Brett first.
Just to get more technical paint corrections and sanding, just to bring more knowledge.
Nice. And Eric?
About the same thing, just more in-depth with the wet sanding, the buffing correction, and telling them. A lot of my clients get a lot of trash in the paint, fresh paint, custom jobs. So that's what I'm just expanding my knowledge a little bit on stuff like that.
Nice, nice. So what are your expectations for going into this training? Obviously, it's, we're getting ready to kind of jump into it. So what are your expectations for the day? Kind of what's going to happen, what you're going to learn?
I saw that hood with those scratches on it, so I don't know. Gonna figure it out.
Yeah. And Eric, what about you?
About the same. I'm just here to learn.
Yeah.
Try to, got a good group of guys out there to learn from. So that's what I'm excited about.
Nice, nice. And you guys are both Angel Wax installers now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So this training was kind of for you guys more of learning from Noxie, because you guys don't really need the training on the coatings, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say on the Angel Wax side, maybe just a little bit of a refresher for you? Just
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
I try to attend everything they have, especially the Angel Wax Experience is always a great time. Learn something new every time I go down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So what are you hoping for leaving here and going back home, what are you hoping that what you're going to learn is going to be able to do for you and your business?
More confidence in sanding and getting random defects out. Better service, better product for my customers.
Nice. Eric?
Pretty much the same thing, just offering a higher quality product going out the door. And like I said, just being more confident in my ability.
Now, is this some of the things that you guys are already offering and just want to take it to a next level? Or are you like not even offering it, so you're hoping that this will like give you that extra add-on service?
Very rarely will I sand the vehicle right now.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully after today, we're going to start doing it.
You'll go home and you'll be like, oh, you need this shit sanded. You need that shit sanded. So we're going to just going
to. For an upcharge, yeah.
Exactly. Eric, what about you?
I do quite a bit of wet sanding, like smaller scratches that you know, you can't catch your nail on.
Yeah.
Just light stuff I don't mind doing at all. But like I said, just trying to take it to the next level.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, I won't keep you guys any longer. We're going to jump into this we'll see you guys tomorrow and see if your minds are blown, see how frustrated you are and all that stuff. And we'll kind of, you know, get the reality of it or whatever. So awesome. Thanks guys. Right. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Not together.
Okay.
All right. So we are back with pre-day one Jess Car Angel Wax training. And I've got Mitch and Austin here with me. So these are Noxie's people. You'll be able to see when the video comes out. Noxie is referring to them as G1 and G2 because they're both gingers like Noxie. How you guys doing? That's right.
I'm only a partial ginger, more of a blonde towhead.
Yeah.
But I got some Irish in there, so.
There you go. That's all that matters. So, Mitch, start with you. You know, introduce yourself to everybody. Who you are, where you're from, what do you do?
Mitch Tanner from Thomasville, Georgia, about 4 hours south, just above Tallahassee, Florida. Southern Shine Detail in Thomasville, ceramic coating, polishing. We do maintenance work, but only for our ceramic coated customers now.
Nice.
We started off as a car wash about 5 years ago, got slowly evolved.
Nice. And Austin, how about you?
Yeah, so I'm from Branson, Missouri. It's about 11 hours away from here. We do a little bit of everything from basic inside and out, interior teardowns, ceramic coatings, starting to get into some paint correction thanks to this class.
Nice. So what led you guys to want to take this class? You know, was there one thing specific about it or just whatever?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
I feel like the trainers here really have a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of OGs here. Not just people we've seen over the last 24 months.
Yeah.
Pop up in the industry. And you can learn something new every day. So I'm hoping that I learn something new. Sharpen our skills. And iron sharpens iron. There's plenty of iron here.
Exactly. Austin, how about you?
I've never done a class like this before. And I've never really gotten to immerse myself with other detailers. So I just kind of wanted to jump into it. I met him through Detailing for Money, Facebook group, and he kind of reached out.
Who's him?
Noxie.
Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah.
He contacted me and said, hey, I think this class would be a great fit for you. So I took a leap and.
Nice. So this is the first time you've ever done something like this.
This is the first time I've ever been in a real detail shop, let alone worked with other professional detailers.
Yeah.
So
nice. And Mitch, is this your first training too, or you've been to
this will be my first paid training?
Your first paid training. Okay. So you apparently have done it the right way before and done some freebies, which is
I've done some SDC stuff.
Okay.
You know, an MTE.
Been yeah. Kind of like the educational class type stuff.
Classes, gotcha. Stuff like that. This will be my first paid.
Nice. So what kind of expectations do you guys have going into this that you're hoping to walk away with at the end? Mitch first.
All right. Just, you know, hopefully I can elevate my game just a little bit so I can take it back home and give it to my guys, and us as a whole can just elevate, because that's what it's about, being a little better than we were yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's an 11 hours or, you know, 4 hours for me, car ride to get a little better, you know, it's worth it.
Nice and awesome.
Yeah, I just I want to be able to provide a better service to my clients, and I want to have the knowledge to back it up. That's one thing that kind of stood out to me was Knox's vast amount of information that he, you know, just right off the top, he was kind of sharing with me.
And, yeah,
it excited me a lot.
So with the training tomorrow, what are you most excited to learn?
Correction and understanding, like the actual chemistry of paint. That way, instead of just, well, I have a go-to pad and, you know, compound combination that I use for everything. No, you can actually look at the paint, look at the surface, and understand what caused the problem that you're there to fix and correct.
Right, right. Mitch?
What was the question again?
What are you most looking forward to learning?
That's yet to be seen. I'll probably have to let you know that when we do our outro.
Okay. So you don't really have any, like, you're not coming in here like, I want to be able to wet sand, or I want to be able to rotary, or I want to, right.
I'm not the best by any means, but I would love to go home better.
Okay.
Than what I started, for sure.
I gotcha. No, that's good.
But I'm looking to hopefully find a nugget, because there's always a nugget,
yeah,
that when you're around somebody that knows that they drop for free,
yeah,
that you were looking for, that you didn't know how to ask for.
Yeah.
And I wish I could think of the first nugget I got from free. It was from my boy Nathan Warren, that he dropped for free. And when he said it, I was like, oh my God, that was like $1 million question.
Yeah.
You know, well, you don't get that unless you're around those
people. Exactly. Yeah. You know? And I can tell you, I've done a couple of these trainings with Noxie right now, and it's definitely pay attention, because he will give you a ton of nuggets. I haven't really done one with Rain. I mean, I've hung out with Rain a lot. Rain usually has some different types of nuggets that he's dropping that I've heard, but you
most
know,
definitely some interesting nuggets.
I'm looking forward to see how he is, you know, the actual training aspect. But, and then are both of you guys Angel Wax installers now, or did you come here to become an Angel Wax installer?
I'm brand new to the brand.
Okay. Awesome.
And I've never used Angel Wax products, so always trying new things.
Yep.
Awesome.
I've heard a lot about their compounds and polishes.
Yeah, good stuff.
They've been good stuff for years.
Yeah.
But finally actually get to play with it with somebody that knows what's in the bottle.
Yep.
I think changes it a little bit.
That's a game changer.
Nice,
for sure.
Nice. So going back home with the certificate, do you feel like that's going to help, you know, elevate you in any way? Or is it primarily more the knowledge that you're taking with you?
The knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the knowledge is cool, but it is always nice to have certificates on the
certificates
wall.
Certificates are great, but
yeah,
the knowledge that you can pass on to your clients, helping educate them, it just builds more trust.
Awesome. No, perfect. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you jumping in here on the pre-training part of this podcast. I look forward to talking to you guys again in a couple of days and see where your mind's at, see how exhausted you are or how energetic you are, you know, to be able to go back and yeah, I think this weekend's going to be a lot of fun. So I appreciate it, guys. We'll be back.
Let's do it.
Paint gauges are really, 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 really fucking cool. And despite what all the super internet celebrity detailers say, they are not the end all be all. You understand? What we just talked about with layers is not detected by this paint. They have them, but they're about $6,000. So if you don't have one of those, you're in my world right now, which is this. Okay? $250 gig,
basically just a thickness gauge.
That's correct. It's going to tell you overall thickness. Now, why am I still like, hey, you know what? This is still better to have. Why?
Knowledge.
It's going to keep us from getting some shit on our shoe that we can't get off, right? We know this is at 92. You see the hump there?
Yeah.
We're not talking about mills. Do you know why we're not talking about mills? Because we're fucking detailers and not painters. Okay? We deal in micro-microns. That's what we alleviate off of surfaces. We don't paint. Oh, I'm going to look at that light like a whole mill. What? How long did it take us to distinguish one mil in the language that we talk? Fucking 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Microns. Learn that. Okay? We're at 109 right there. So I literally moved, 3.5 inches, 3.75 inches? Now, someone point to the area of concern. No, to the area of concern. There we go. Yeah, this is the area of concern. This is also something that you need to understand. There's this little point on this, okay? You have little laser ones and all this cute shit, okay? If you'll look at the surface of this, if you can kind of find it, but maybe get down and look, it's seemingly a little flat. If I were to put that under a microscope, it would have peaks and valleys, right? Okay? Hills and dips. So when this point hits a dip, it could come back different. If it hits a peak, I'm literally going to move this a millimeter. Is it 106?
107. Oh, yeah.
Weird. One more millimeter?
109.
Weird.
98.
That's literally a quarter of an inch away.
The valleys and peaks of the orange peel.
You just went 10. Difference. A millimeter away. Okay? No. Area of concern? What do we got?
108.
108 won't seal your fate, matey. 102. 100.
How is it thicker around the scratch than it was?
Did you raise your hand?
No.
How is it thicker around the scratch? Very good question. This is, we have enough clear cut. The scratch is in the clear cut. That's what we're deducting right now. What is it?
102.
We're hundies.
Yeah.
We're hundies, baby. You know what that means?
We don't
You're safe.
We can motherfucking party.
It means
realistic.
Ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details.
That somewhere like in a little part of your brain. Paint is plastic. What happens when you put acetone on paint? It starts to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Right? Has anybody ever used line up panel wipe? You ever notice how it mars paint? It's not supposed to be put on plastic. You wanna know why? It's a thickening of acetone. You're gonna change your product selection from this point. Luckily, we have a substitute that has been brought to us by one of our gracious hosts here.
All right. And again, we are back. It's Sunday. Training is winding down here. I've got Eric or
Big E with me. Andy, unfortunately, had to leave yesterday. He came for pretty much just the Nazi training of the portion of the portion of the deal, and he had to go build some jet engines or something. I don't know. So Eric, man, so you've kind of done this before, both sides. You've done the Gloss University, you've done the Angel Watch training. So expectations going into this to now coming out, anything change or different for you?
I think every time you train with Noxie and the Angel Wax guys, you're always going to pick up something different. For me, at this point, it was kind of more of the information side of it, not so much the hands-on,
right?
Just picking up things, paint correction theory, sanding theory. I'm the kind of guy that I learn easier if I understand why you're doing this and why this does this, what makes this do that, than just this is what it is. Yeah. So if I understand a little bit of background on it, it just makes how my brain processes information makes it easier for me to apply it.
Nice, nice. Any surprises for you while you're here? Like anything that maybe you weren't expecting to happen and did happen, or you know, anything out of the blue?
Not really. I mean, some of the panels, the test panels that were, repainted and purposely put a lot of defects in was pretty cool to see. It's something that, you know, you can really test the limits of what's there instead of just OEM paint. So that was cool.
Nice. And then what about kind of takeaways? Like, what do you think are some of the takeaways that, you know, and again, you've kind of been through this before, but like you said, you're always picking up a little bit, you know, extra nuggets. What's maybe a takeaway that you'll go home, you know, this week and be like, okay, I need to change this or implement this or whatever from what I learned here?
Yeah, so a lot of it, like Noxie's little spiel on the sales side of it, you know, breaking it down to a customer and telling them that your coating, your protection from your coating is worth X amount of dollars a day, $2 a day, $720 for a 2-year coating.
Yeah.
I've been doing coatings for a long time. That's never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And when he said it, it was like the light bulb went off. Like, wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just something I never thought of.
I mean, really, like, you know, it's the whole like, you know, for only 30 cents a day, you could right. save a starving animal yes. or child or whatever. And you're like, oh, that's nothing. And then you go to pay and it's like $30 a month yes. or, you know, whatever.
And it's exactly how the dealership wants to sell you.
Right.
Their coding is,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you're paying $1,600 for it for really, it's nothing. We all know yeah. that gimmick. But they sell it to you as, oh, it's only going to add $3 to your monthly payment. Right. Might as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely something, you know, freebie advice for everybody listening right now.
Yeah.
Come to training and you get that.
Yeah.
So what would you say was the most fun part of the training for you?
Taking a razor blade to clear coat on a test panel and having at the end of it, having a little pile of clear coat that you made into a powder that you're, you know, that's just something that you're not going to do on a customer's car.
Yeah.
And just to be able to test the limits and see how clear coat reacts to different things.
Right.
It, I think it brings value that you understand what it is, how it works, and what you can do. You just find the limit, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And so is there one thing that you enjoyed enough or experimented with enough that, so like right now, Rain's doing the training for the guys that don't have the experience. I know you're still kind of listening because, you know, again, pick up some nuggets. But if you were to step off and go to a panel somewhere, what would be the one thing that you would be like, I just want to play with this a little bit more?
Yeah, just some sanding and, you know, just to find those panels with the bigger defects in it that maybe I don't see all the time, especially on an OEM car, but on a repainted car, just to find that limit and
not have to worry about having to repaint that panel. Yeah. So you can push the limit, and when you know where that limit is, it's a lot easier to stay away from it.
Awesome. And then for everybody listening, let them know how much more of a fan of me you are than Noxie.
Oh, 100%.
There you go. All right, Eric, I appreciate you coming on and doing this, man. It was fun hanging out with you this weekend, having dinner with you last night and everything. So I look forward to talking to you a lot more, but we'll be back. All right, so flash forward, we're on Sunday at the Just Car Angel Wax collaboration training. It's kind of winding down. Rain's out there teaching some of the new guys how to lay down Angel Wax training. So I brought Brett and Eric back in here to kind of get their after interview. So first question is, what are you guys feeling now versus Friday? Like, are you minds blown? Do you like overloaded
a lot with of information? a lot of information. It's a lot. I'm a lot more confident in the durability of paint and sandpaper.
Yeah. How about you, Eric?
Big boost of confidence in how I do things. And I just learned a lot of the small things like finger placement, direction of why I'm sanding, how and why of everything, even little small things of where I'm holding my fingers on the buffer when I'm correcting the paint. It's just a lot of little nuggets in there.
Gotcha. So kind of back to one of the questions I asked you guys on Friday is like what your expectations were. So do you feel like this meet exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, it's a lot of, like I said, a lot of information, and then more how to be more efficient with corrections and defects. So that was really good. Go faster.
Yeah.
Do better work quicker. So more efficient. It's more money.
Make more money in a shorter amount of time.
Correct. Exactly.
And how about you, Eric?
Same thing. It's just a lot of the process of how going about the paint correction and just being able to speed up.
Yeah. So what was your guys' like favorite part, if you or like maybe your takeaway, like the one thing you know, like, all right, when I go back home, I'm like, this is the one thing I definitely have to do.
Sanding scratches, getting a better result for my clients. Normally I would skip it and just take a deep scratch as best I can with heavy cut, wool, whatever, you know. And now I have a lot more confidence in getting those scratches out. So it's a better result for my customers.
And what would you say of learning that maybe changes your mind to go like, okay, I'll sand versus trying to correct it?
When Aaron, what did he put, Scotch-Brite on the panel? And then we rotaried it with four passes, and then he sanded it twice, and he took less paint off. Yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And then Eric, how about you? Like, what's your takeaway or what's your thing you're definitely?
I'm a lot more confident after this class. And yeah. There's so much knowledge all weekend. Just a lot of little nuggets. Like I said, it's going to make me a lot more confident and speed up my process.
What was the most fun thing to do like in this class, would you say?
Most fun?
Yeah. Like what's the one thing, if like right now you were to go back out there and be like, hey, out of all the things you learned this weekend, the thing that you had a lot of enjoyment from or fun with that you're like, I want to keep doing that thing with?
Nah, it's just the people. Angel Wax crew is always a good time. And then you and Knox and everybody else, I just like hanging out, you know, people with similar interests.
Yeah.
Nice. Learning from everybody.
Nice. And how about you, Eric?
It's always a great time hanging out with the Angel Wax family. The funnest part, which I'll never do again, is intentionally burning paint to see how long it takes us to get through it. Of course, Brett here won that little competition.
Yeah. I mean, he cheated, but whatever. I cheated. Yeah. But he still
did. They had no rules.
Yeah, exactly. He's a rule breaker.
He went for the corners.
Right. He found a loophole. Yeah. Is this something you guys would do again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Maybe in Orange Beach.
Maybe in Orange Beach. Yeah. Well, I meant more with like Noxie.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
For sure.
So was there anything coming into, and I don't think I really asked this on Friday, was there anything coming into that you were a little afraid or timid of that now you're just like, not a big deal, probably wet sanding like we all are.
So right,
probably
yeah. Gonna be the answer, proper right? Loose sanding, yeah. Yeah. I mean, coating wise, I've been using Angel Wax for a while, so I mean, I know that product.
Yeah.
The sanding is more confident.
Yeah. And then, you know, working on that car. So the one thing that it's probably one of the reasons why I don't kind of get into that with these types of trainings is, when you guys were all working on that car, was it like not a big deal, or were you a little like, timid or worried about what people might think of your correction style or your working processes or things like that?
No, I haven't been a big deal for me. I mean, if I get corrected, then it's only more efficient, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's always good to learn from people, from everyone, you know?
Absolutely.
I was saying, there's no egos here. I like being told I'm doing something wrong. Like I said, it'd come up and tell me, hey, try putting your hand here, doing it this way, and it's just more efficient.
Yeah, definitely is going to make it better when you go back home. You guys will be able to put out a better product.
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to get into bad habits because I work by myself, so I get lazy. So it's always good to have people critique you and just, you know, little things you don't realize you're doing.
Yeah,
just to be more efficient.
Yeah, and that's one thing I kind of deal with too, because especially when you're working by yourself and you're like three panels in and your like technique starts getting a little lazy and sloppy. And that's where I'll stop. I'll put the polisher down and I go to the other side of the shop and sit in a chair and I'll start scrolling through Facebook or Instagram for 10 minutes or so, because it kind of resets my brain a little bit. Yeah. So that way when I come back, then I'm back into the correct motions.
Right.
The correct techniques that I'm supposed to do. Was there anything about this training that maybe surprised you, whether it's something you learned or somebody you met or just Moxie doing his truffle shuffle out there? was there any surprises that maybe, you know, you kind of have that, like, oh, I'm going to this training, I don't know what's going to happen, and you're like, holy shit, that fucking happened, kind of thing.
No, Brillo pad on paint.
Yeah, that seems to get everybody. So,
yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you for doing this. Thanks for coming to the event, obviously, on behalf of Jeff Garn and Angel Wax. It's cool to have you guys on the show. So,
oh, absolutely. Thanks for having us. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we'll go outside and go watch some newbies get some paint, right? All right, we'll be right back. All right, the last group of the week is probably my favorite group of the week, honestly, with you guys, so Mitch and Austin. Austin, you're giving me, and I talked to Noxie about this the other day, you're giving me very Harry Birch vibes from Gloss University. Harry Birch is a super cool dude that I met at Gloss University that was just a sponge like you, dude. Just, he was awesome. And Mitch, not to say that you're not, you kind of have some experience, but you're definitely like asking a lot of questions. And then too, you guys are the two that aren't Angel Wax certified already, so awesome, we did it this way. So, jumping into this after training session, because it's basically kind of winding down now. You guys still have a little bit left with Nebula, I think, but you've got at least Genesis under your belt and everything. So, did the training meet or exceed expectations?
Yes, it exceeded with flying colors.
You know, we're leaving with a whole different skill set to take home with us, you know, not only just for us, but for our community and the people that we serve.
Yeah.
You know, now we're better capable to serve them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know this is going to be a tough one because I feel like you guys are the ones that I've taken in probably the most amount of knowledge, but what has been the, maybe what has been the thing that you leave here with that you know for sure immediately tomorrow when I go home is being implemented?
I mean, I've been scuffing cars for a long time and didn't know I was holding sandpaper the wrong way. You know what I mean? So, and I've been around a lot of other guys that, you know, if they would have known, I feel like they'd have tapped me on the shoulder and told me that I was doing it wrong, but they never did either. Yeah. So, you know, that was worth it. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get a better finish faster and remove less material, which is what we want to do.
Exactly.
So,
Awesome.
Yeah. Man, just the whole philosophy that Noxie talked about of whatever you think you know, as far as read the label, follow the directions, throw that out the window. As long as the products are made with quality ingredients, they're very versatile, they're very friendly, and you don't have to be afraid.
Yeah.
So that was very reassuring.
So what is, you know, when we talked the other day, you guys had some pretty high expectations or whatever, but now that you've done it, what is the thing that maybe exceeded your expectation or your expectations, or like really blew your mind? Because I know there was a lot of,
well, I mean, weekend. we did what we did.
We just broke some ground.
We're not telling anybody.
That's our secret.
You don't have to go to a training to know what we did. But other than that,
like what,
There was multiple things that we did, you know. That was probably the most mind-blowing as far as, you know, he blew up the whole room.
He did, didn't he? It's only a $35 microphone, but I'm still going to drop it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So that, you know, Austin's now proficient with the rotary.
Yeah.
He needs it. You know, he just got hands-on training from the best with a rotary on a car. So
let me ask you about that. Like, how do you feel about that now? Like what were your expectations of a rotary before actually putting hands on? Because again, this is first time, right? This is why you're giving me very Harry Birch vibes for anybody who's listened to the Harry Birch episode and things like that. It's because, dude, Harry Birch was just like you at Boston University. He had never touched a rotary before. And while it wasn't Noxie, it was Jason Kilmer who kind of, you know, worked with him. Noxie also did kind of come in. But your expectations of a rotary before ever touching it, like, how do you feel about it now?
Man, I was always afraid of rotaries.
What was the
I was always told that they were the
DAs cut so much faster.
Man, if you don't know what you're doing, you're gonna fuck something up before you make it better.
Yeah.
And you know, you can only learn so much from YouTube before you gotta start getting your hands a little dirty, and that's scary.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question. So never touched a rotary before in your life.
Yep.
Brand new OEM Nissan Altima paint.
Yeah.
Did you damage it?
No. And the machine didn't fly out of my hand.
And it's glass.
And it actually looked pretty good when it was done. So, if you've never done it, take it from me. You can do it. As long as you put your mind to it, you listen, you got a good teacher. I mean, I can't thank Noxie enough just for shooting me the message to tell me come out here. That alone was life-changing. Yeah. And then spending the last couple days with him, just listening to him talk about what he loves. I mean, who doesn't want to go home and start, you know, scratching up some scars and, you know, getting your hands dirty, man. It lights a fire under you.
So let's talk a little bit about Angel X. Let's share some love with Angel X for a minute, because again, you guys were the two that were uncertified or whatever. So coatings that you've used before, and we don't need to say brands or anything like that. But now using Angel X, like, what kind of difference do you see do you maybe feel better, same, indifferent about?
You know, they reacted a lot like I thought they would for a very well-built coating with a high solid content. And it was cool being in a different environment than what I'm in every day. So, you know, today we were at, I think it was 78% humidity is what we installed that coating with today with no problems. And then we learned some very good other tricks
for taking off sauce.
You know, for, yeah, the secret sauce is good. You know, for removing some high spots that, you know, that you're inevitably going to have, if you do enough coatings, you're going to have a couple high spots here or there.
Right, right. And what about you? Because I know you have a little bit of coating experience.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it was more visually and physically explaining it's where in the process it was. You could visually see it. You could feel it. And that really helped, especially me, because I am newer to coatings, understand, okay, hey, I don't have to guess. I know this is ready to come off. And, oh, if I did wait a minute too long, we picked up some knowledge on how to correct that quickly and safely.
Right. So with that being said, would you feel like, and this is just me being me, because I say it all the time on the fucking podcast, same shit, different bottle?
No.
No,
this is different. This is different. I've used three other coating companies, one bigger than the other two.
Okay.
This one surpasses all of them.
Why? Why do you think that?
Not only does it spread easier,
okay.
The process is simplified to where you don't need extensive knowledge on just laying it down.
Okay.
It's very user-friendly and it's very forgiving, as you know, even though it is such a high quality product with quality ingredients, it's not something that if you don't exactly know what you're doing, you're going to ruin it.
I think you might be the first person I've ever heard that said that Angel Wax was forgiving because everybody I know says,
I don't think they're laying it thick enough then, because when we were laying down on our panels, we had one panel that was a little bitey.
Yeah, one panel that was grabby. Yeah. We had left it on. I mean, we were
trying. Probably about 30 seconds longer than we should have.
Yeah. It probably sat on there for over a minute.
Yeah.
And then, but it came off.
It came off.
We didn't leave any streaks or anything like that.
Gotcha.
So, but we're in the humidity. You got to go ahead and get it off.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Welcome to Georgia.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but you're from Georgia, so what's the humidity difference from where you're at in Georgia?
Well,
because you're southern Georgia, right?
Yes. So rain was actually trying to slow me down because in my climate, you want to get it off even faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's like, slow down, so I'm going to show you how we can fix it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get it, because I'm in central Florida.
Right.
I know way about south. The further south you go, the more humidity there is. And trust me, there's a lot of times in August, to late July, that shit is literally wipe it on and wipe it off as fast as you can. Because
early in the morning,
half the time, the front half of the door is already flashing before you've even finished coating the back half of the door. So,
that's right.
No, it's awesome. So,
and how we blended the lines on dark paint.
Yeah.
So
you don't get that shadow.
So you don't get that shadow. You know, everybody's ran into that before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like to do that? Just do the whole fucking paint.
There you go.
Just do the whole hood. Just do the whole hood, man. Yeah. By the time you come back, you're ready to wipe off.
That's right. Move quickly.
Exactly.
Move with purpose.
Yeah, that's usually about the only time I'm moving.
I think that's the biggest tip I got from Rain was whatever you do, whether it's your walk around, visual inspection, your prep, you're doing the job itself, do it with purpose.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. Do it with meaning behind it, and you'll be all right. And there was a few times that he caught me slipping where it was, I was just 1, 2, 3 and not with purpose.
So I want to ask you guys, because, you know, being out there in that environment, you know, sometimes it can be a little intimidating. And especially when, like yesterday with the donor car, everybody's just fucking attacking the donor car with whatever machine, pad, compound, whatever they want to try. Was it a little intimidating that, you know, you're like, oh shit, not only are these other people watching me, but then I've got like Noxie and Rain and Cormie and whoever like watching me as well? Or did you guys feel like, okay, I'm just doing a car, it's my thing?
Well, no, at first it always is when you're around, you know, when you're around different people, you always feel that. And luckily, everybody got checked on their ego quick. Everybody here learned something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just sitting your first time here. You know, Chris sitting his first time here. There's a reason they're coming back.
Yeah.
Because you learn something new every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So would you say then that, because I kind of noticed it, you guys all kind of attack that thing like sharks in a feeding frenzy.
They did, yeah.
And about 20 minutes in, Noxie was like, stop. And he kind of told you guys, it's not a race, because you guys were almost kind of, right.
That's why I noticed right away. Everybody was just running.
Right. So it was kind of like that where he was kind of like reining the egos back. Because I think, like you said, there weren't any egos, but I think deep down, like you guys were like, oh shit, we got to go. We got, you know, like I'm trying to be faster than the next guy kind of thing. Right?
That's how I felt. That's why I stuck to the back of the vehicle. Okay. Because every time I looked up, I mean, I'd see somebody else on the new panel.
Yeah.
And then we started doing the walk around. It's like, oh, well, this was missed, or oh, this only got half hit, or oh, this didn't even get touched. It's like, man, if we're going that quick and you're missing stuff, you need to reevaluate your process.
Right. So I'm going to look into the camera for this next part for anybody who's actually watching this, because I just want to say these motherfuckers and the ones out there did not touch the fucking rockers.
Yes, we did on the passenger side. Me and old boy that left yesterday.
Did not touch the rockers.
I understand the importance of training.
Listen. I don't know when you touched them yesterday, but I mentioned a number of times that those rockers weren't touched. And we came in this morning, and
the driver's side was the one that needed hit.
The driver's side didn't get done, and if you did the passenger side, it was later then, because I didn't.
It was when Noxie was showing me, and I cannot. It was the dude that left yesterday. I don't remember his name.
You don't coat them?
No, why would you?
The rockers?
I'm completely kidding, guys.
Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ, I thought I was bad not polishing them. I do polish some people, knock that shit off. Tired of that joke already. I just busted you guys' balls. Overall, definitely worth the money.
Oh my God. It's so worth it. I mean, if you're on the fence, get the fuck off of it. Get down here.
So let's say, not physically tomorrow, but tomorrow Noxie goes and doing another training. How fast do you guys sign up?
Yeah. I think I would be really excited for the next one, whether it's the exact same class, you know, with different people, or if it's on something completely different. I know that the knowledge he brings to the table is, you're not going to get anywhere else. And when you're live in front of him, it's completely different than watching his Facebook or, you know, History Channel, whatever he's on. It ain't the same as him raw, live in your face.
I'm gonna listen to that motherfucker say one more time, I'm on TV.
You know what? Are you on TV?
Listen, I don't need to be on TV. I don't need to be on TV to stroke my perfect ego, face, okay? Yeah, I have a perfect face for a podcast. Exactly.
I feel that.
No, you guys know I'm gonna bust Nazi's balls. Shit, I was just gonna fucking bust his balls too about something else. No, actually, I wasn't gonna bust his balls. So, listen, I've said it before. These guys are kind of saying that this is my third time being at an event that Noxie was a trainer for, and the third time I learned something today that I didn't catch second time or even first time, because like you guys kind of said, it's so much information being thrown at you that you're just trying to grab.
Yep.
Like whatever you can.
Yep.
And then I guarantee you're going to go home, and in a couple of days, you're going to even forget half of the shit that you're grabbing right now. So it's just like the way that I deal with Noxie because obviously we talk a lot, and fucking he's always trying to teach me something, which I'm super appreciative of.
But it's just trying to find that one fucking thing that I can hold on to and go, okay, well, I'm going to implement that until either, like, maybe in the recesses of my brain that other nugget kind of comes through, or maybe he says it to me again or whatever. So, yeah. No, listen.
So, in Florida, what we did today that we won't talk about, how soon are you going to use that?
Tuesday, brother. Probably. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Wednesday, because yeah. Tuesday I got to cut. Wednesday I'll do the thing that needs the thing that does the thing. Yeah. You got to go do a training. That's all I'm going to say. Like
that magic sauce, man. It's like anything else.
Yeah. All right. So that is it for the before and afters. I'm going to try to get the Auto Magic guy. Or the Auto Magic.
Hey, and shout out to all the Angel Wax guys. They were great. Angel Wax, that's what I'm talking about. You know, every trainer here taught us something different.
Yep.
You know, and something from their environment that we might always deal with.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And we worked on crappy Mazda paint.
Yep.
That was 20 years old. And it was soft and it was grabby.
Crow's feet.
Hey, crow's feet.
Pitting, so water spots.
Yeah, water spots. Yeah. So we,
yeah,
I'd say it was real world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Take care.